Hello, hello. Welcome back to Oh That Couple, starring myself, Sandra,
and Eric. Sit back, relax, and let's get right into it.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Oh That Couple. Today, as you can see, we're talking all about finding role models and even trying to figure out like what you should look for in a role model. What are role models, and do you even need like a role model? So
the answer is of course.
Of course, in our opinion, you do. But everybody has different opinions, so take it as you will. But I guess let's get like right into it. So let's start with like what is a role model, and kind of, you know, Google search, and based on our own definition, it's a person whose behavior, knowledge, or success can be followed or learned by other people. So pretty much someone you kind of look up to. They're in a certain career that you dream of, or they're on a path that you want to reach, and those are kind of role models you look up to potentially reach the same maybe lifestyle or goals.
Or just in like layman's terms, someone that you just really look up to, you seek knowledge from them, you seek just way of lifestyle from
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So the behavior, knowledge, or success of a person.
But there is a difference between kind of like what we were saying, and we're going to get a little bit more into it, but what is a role model versus what someone that you think is a role model, but really could be very detrimental to you, like your motivation or your or your well-being in a sense.
So like in our old podcast, we talked about comparison. If this role model you might think is a role model, but they actually make you compare in a negative way, I don't suggest looking towards that person as a role model, because it could lead to a very negative thing for your mental health. And just in general, like, it doesn't make you feel better. It actually makes you feel worse. Yeah. So that's a very important thing to look for when you are looking for role models. And that's what we kind of look for in our role models. And we're going to kind of mention at the end, if you stick around, the role models we have. And you can always check them out if you would like. And then you never know. Maybe you like the things they do, the things they teach, because we sure do. But let's get like right into it. So our first point for today is what you should look for in a role model, which I feel like I've said 100 times already, but pretty much.
Repetition is key. Yes. Remember that.
But we always look for positivity in role models, because who wants to have a negative or a bad role model? I don't think anybody wants that. Unless you do, then I guess go for it. But we don't suggest
you
that.
You do you, boo.
Yeah, but we always look for very positive role models. Of course, we always look for role models that have similar interests. So for us, it's been fitness. Fitness is a very similar interest. And we both have role models that are all about fitness as well. But we also look for what you want in the future. So where you want your life to be, kind of look at a role model that has these kind of key ideas like positivity, similarities, and what you are looking for in the future.
Yeah.
Because I believe that we should always be growing. You should never put yourself down or think like,
Or settle
for less.
Yeah.
You know? So that's kind of like what we look for in our role models. I don't know if you have anything else to say.
I mean, you kind of just mentioned it all. But I would just kind of like, I guess, kind of put my opinion in there as well. Just like what I look for in a role model is just like a way of lifestyle. Yeah. You know? Like Sandra kind of briefly mentioned it, but just kind of figuring out what kind of lifestyle that you want. Like, it can be literally anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a broad term, but like, I'm just gonna throw it out there. Like, let's just say, for example, The Rock, you know, he grinds 24/7. Maybe that's a lifestyle that you want.
Exactly. So then you can look up to him for kind of I guess, quote unquote, motivation, which I always say don't rely on motivation, but
yeah,
that takes us into our second point. Use your role model to actually drive your passion when you're lacking discipline. This is such a big, big thing for me because I specifically use my role models for to drive me to continue because, let's be honest, nobody is perfect and always motivated. That's why I try not to rely on motivation.
Of course.
Discipline, one, is very, very hard to obtain. It's very hard to be a disciplined person 24/7. So then I kind of use my role models to remind me of why I'm trying to get to a certain place in life. So like if it comes to motivation, working out and living that healthy lifestyle, I use my role models to kind of be like, you know, today they're doing this, whether it's like I see it through YouTube or through Instagram, like today, you know, they're going out for a walk, they're eating nutritious things. Then that reminds me, Sandra, you got to continue staying on that path so you can get that to that point one day in your life.
Yeah.
Or whenever, you know, but it's a constant, you know, constantly trying to increase your discipline in order for you to reach a certain goal. So role models are very important, I believe, to create that motivation when you're lacking it, I guess.
I kind of also want to mention, and I don't know if you'll agree with me or not, but sometimes having like, I find it with myself, like relying on my role models a little bit too much. Like, for example, I have a lot of people that I also look up to mm-hmm. on YouTube. And sometimes, you know, we kind of mentioned we don't want to choose role models that can be detrimental to your health mm-hmm. in terms of like a mental kind of state.
Yeah.
So usually, you know, we're kind of talking about motivation. You know, we use them as motivation. But to me, what I started noticing was the more I watch them, like let's just say, for example, I know that 3 or 4 videos is good enough for me to watch. I'm motivated throughout the whole day. But next thing you know, I'm watching 12, 20 videos. Mm-hmm. Then it kind of becomes like an envy almost. Like, I wish I had that kind of lifestyle.
And that's the comparison aspect, right? So that's what we're trying to say is if they make you compare, they're not your role model. They shouldn't be considered a role model. This is someone you can look up to and like, Eric's trying to say, like, once in a while, look up to them when you're, I guess, lacking that motivation. But
it is good to use them.
Don't be obsessed. Don't be obsessed where you're like, I want to be them. Because that can lead to a negative thing. And it can spiral into a negative thing. And then you envy your life and what you have and what you look like. And that shouldn't be the case. You should still love the life you're living. You should still love the person that you are, but you can apply key principles and things that they do on the daily in order to be better.
Oh yeah,
right?
For sure.
To grow. If you'd like that kind of lifestyle, if you want to start your own company, then follow certain steps that they did in order to grow that company, but don't start being that person and impersonating that person because then you're not being true to yourself. You're trying to just copy that person to the T.
Hey.
And that is not cool.
Remember that saying from like elementary school, you are your own snowflake.
Exactly, you are your own snowflake.
Don't try to be someone else's snowflake.
Exactly.
Because they'll never work out.
Exactly.
No matter how beautiful their snowflake exactly. looks.
And just like we always mention is you're on your own path and it might take longer to reach that certain lifestyle, but it's just the fact that you're showing up every day and constantly trying is what's going to get you there. So that's what I like to use role models for, or we like to use role models for someone who drives you and reminds you every day you got to show up and continue, you know, pursuing what you're trying to do in order to get to the end goal. Because for both of us, we both have goals and we really, really want to reach those goals. And even though COVID is kind of, you know, flipping everything 360, like gyms are closed in Canada or in Ontario specifically,
yep.
I don't know about anywhere else. Our fitness has gone down the drain, not gonna lie. It's really hard to
but that doesn't continue. Mean to give up.
We're not giving up though, because we're still trying to do other things. So whether it's like daily walks or going on a run, which I would love to start doing now since summer is coming and it's here and I'm ready to run, but we try not to give up. You know, you might have up and downs where you know, you have a season where you can't, you literally cannot do something, then don't hate yourself and envy yourself. Just try to do little things that can still help you get there, but it might not be as fast. And that's okay. That's okay. Just look at your role model and remind yourself, like, man, like, they were probably in my shoes once. They had to go through the same thing I'm possibly going through, or they had it harder. But I'm still going to show up, because at the end of the day, I look up to that person and I see that they show up every day. So I would love to do the same.
Yep.
And this is actually going to be a pretty short podcast, because we're already in our last points. But the third one is, now I know everyone's going to be like super excited for this one, because I always like to hear what people look up to and blah, blah, blah. But these are the role models that no one knew we had. And now everyone's going to know, because they're going to tell it to you. But yeah, did you want to start?
I'll start, of course. Yes. So I guess we're doing like top three role models, right?
Yes.
All right, so top three. And this isn't like number one is the best. Like, this is just
top three.
Top three.
Not one, two, three.
No specific order. All right. So we got Stephen Furtick. For those of you that don't know who Stephen Furtick is, he is a pastor.
Elevation Church.
Elevation Church.
Yeah.
Those of you that don't know, we're actually believers of Christ. So if you guys are more interested in it,
we'll do a podcast later on.
Check out Stephen Furtick.
Oh, yeah.
Really good guy. And yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll make a podcast about that specific topic. But moving on to the second one. I already mentioned him earlier in this podcast, but The Rock. So The Rock's a huge inspiration, even though she barely hears me talking about him. But
he keeps it on the down low.
But like, kind of like what we're discussing, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that is out there. You know, it could be, you can take motivation from different parts of that person's life, exactly. Whether it be their workout, or like their, just kind of like their routine.
Even their personality.
Their personality.
You like the fact that they're kind and outgoing, and that's what you want to do. You know, maybe you're not the kindest at times, and maybe you're very, maybe selfish, or you keep everything to yourself, but you want to be more outgoing and you want to spread kindness, then. You know, I always look for those people that do that, that push me to want to do that even more.
Yeah, and those of you that are a little bit more curious as to who I look up to, what I look up to specifically with The Rock, it's mostly with, like, how he operates with his family. You know, he's such a family man, and he's so patient. So that's the person I would go to become motivated and consider as a role model.
Exactly.
And last but not least, Jesus.
Jesus.
You always got to keep him up there, you know?
But that's Eric's role models. And now for myself, first is Kylie Ross. Now, she is a new Gymshark athlete, like literally new. But she's also a YouTuber that I have, like, in the past, like, few months have been, like, looking up to, because, you know, she was a student, and then she had, like, a whole situation where she couldn't really continue with her schooling, and then she kind of like started doing her own thing, and it has been doing her great. And I just like her heart, and she's also a believer, so I always look up to her for that, while still being healthy and taking care of her body and her mental health and all that good stuff. So that's someone I look up to. Chrissy Chella, which I'm pretty sure actually a lot of people know, because I've met Chrissy Chella, and I constantly, you know, like, see what she's doing through Instagram.
She's
and
got like a crazy drive too, and, like, holy.
And yeah, she's a boss woman for sure, which that's what I kind of look up to her for. And she has her own like clothing brand, and maybe one day in the future, that's kind of what we would love to do. So I always look up to her for that. And the work ethic is something I definitely look up to her for, and her personality and her kindness. And of course, just like Eric, lastly is Jesus. We look up to Jesus. Some people would disagree. Some people will agree, but that depends on the person. You take whatever you like. You look into these people and, you know, figure out if you like what they do, if you don't like what they do. But figure out your role models as well, because they're very important, and Jesus is a very important one for sure. The way we act on the daily,
the way that we operate, just like throughout our entire life. You know, we can talk about this for hours. Maybe we'll talk about it in another podcast, but honestly, we would probably go on for like another hour or two just talking about Jesus. But kind of like what Sandra said, like we look up to him for like everything. Our spiritual health, but everything. Also our
mental our health,
physical health, and everything like that, you know?
Exactly. So if you have role models, or if you don't, try to find role models with these kind of key characteristics that would always make you improve, not bring you down, or make you into a negative and bitter person. But that's all we have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this short and sweet podcast. Maybe we'll do more of these kind of podcasts where we talk about kind of like maybe other role models or people we kind of look up to that inspire us to keep going. But we hope you find your perfect role model. Or nobody's perfect, but find your role model and constantly improve every day. So we'll see you guys on the next podcast. Bye.